The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban. Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther wa Hashem Tenehama b'Gan Eden. Amen. Ve'Rufuah Shlema Miki ben Jami. Ve'Latzlachat Benyamin ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We are up to the two dots right in the middle of the page, Onen Pasul. So we said in Onen that somebody, Kohen, that one of his relatives died. That's before the burial. So we said that Onen is Pasul for the Avodah. And his service is rendered Pasul b'di Avad. It's Hilul. So Onen, we said in the Mishnah actually, Onen shekibel hadam, he received the blood. So Hilil. And the Korban is Pasul. Amar avalo shanu ela b'Korban Yahid. Okay, restriction. This is only talking about a korban yahid, a private korban. Avad b'korban tzibur miratzeh. If it was a public korban, even though the kohen was onen when he brought it, it counts. The korban is kasher. How do you know it? Kal v'chomer mitum'ah from a kohen that's tameh. Ma tum'ah shelo hutra mechlala etzel kohen gadol b'korban yahid, which is when it comes to korban yahid, there's no exceptions. Kohen can never bring a korban when he's tameh. However, utra etzel idiot, the korban sibur. However, a kohen idiot when he's bringing a korban sibur. So we said that what? That there's cases that in korban sibur you can bring a betumah. For example, I said the majority of the sibur is tameh. So the law is to tumah utra be sibur. However, we learned it. So therefore, a tumah. That what tum'am, that lohuta, there's no exceptions when it comes to korban yahid. But there is an exception when it comes to korban sibur, aninut. Shehutra mechlala etzel kohen gadol, the korban yahid. Enudin shehutra etzel kohen ejot, the korban sibur, aninut. We have exceptions. A kohen gadol, for example, is allowed to bring a korban, baninut, even by korban yahid. So enudin, that it should be permissible by kohen ejot, the korban sibur. So let's speak to Kavah Homer outside again. The Gemara is making a Kavah Homer from Tum'ah. Tum'ah, there is no exceptions by Tum'ah, by Korban Yahid. By no Kohen. No Kohen can bring a Korban Yahid with Tum'ah. But, B'Sibur, Korban Sibur, a Kohen can bring it in the case where, let's say, the majority of the Sibur is Tim'im. So, Umat Tum'ah, that there's no exceptions by Korban Yahid. But there is, so I'm still, we see what? And we allow Korban Sibur by Onen, where there is exceptions, by Aninut, even by Korban Yahid, Kohen Gadol can bring by Aninut, even Korban Yahid. So Enodin, that we should say that by Korban Sibur, Aninut should be okay? That if he brought it by Aninut, it should be okay? Uma betum'ah, that there's no exceptions by Korban Yahid, but there's exceptions by Sibur, Aninut, there are exceptions by Korban Yahid, by Kohen Gadol, Enudin, Korban Sibur, Onen, if he brings the Korban, it should be okay? That is the Kavah Homer. So comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rava bar Ahilai. So Rava bar Ahilai has a question on this Kavah Homer. What's the question? Lo tutar aninut etzel kohen gadol b'korban yahid. Who told you your premise? Your premise was that aninut by a kohen gadol b'korban yahid is permissible. That was one of the premises. That aninut, you have an exception. That a kohen gadol can bring a korban yahid b'aninut. Who told you that premise? Why? I'll say kavachomer. Uma tum'ah. Shehutra etzel kohen idiot b'sibur לא הותרה אצל כהן גדול בקורבן יחיד, אני נות שלא הותרה אצל כהן גדול בקורבן ציבור, אין עודין שלא תותר אצל כהן גדול בקורבן יחיד. Make a kal v'chomer that there's no heter for aninut etzel kohen gadol bekorban yachid. Why? I'll say it like this. And what tum'ah? By tum'ah, that's hutra etzel kohen hediot besibur. Get the facts. Kohen hediot can be tameh besibur. If the sibur is tameh, there's an exception. However, lo hutra etzel kohen gadol bekorban yachid. But tum'ah by kohen gadol does not have. Kohen Gadol does not have a special dispensation to bring Korban Betumah B'Yahid. Aninut, Shelo Utra Etzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Sibur. Aninut, where there's no Eter B'Sibur. En Odin, Shelo Utra Etzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yahid. Of course, it should not be Mutar for a Kohen Gadol B'Yahid. Make a Kav HaChomer from Tumah. On what? Again, by Tumah. Tumah is Hutra Etzel Kohen Hediot B'Sibur. And it was not hutar be kohen gadol be yachid, so therefore I can say aninut that's not hutra the kohen hediot be yachid or be korban sibur, enodin shelo tutar se kohen gadol be yachid. Say the kavah homer again. Get the kavah. Get this kavah homer is good, because the Gemara is again saying your whole premise was what, that you wanted to give us an assumption that a kohen gadol has a dispensation by aninut. Who told you a kohen gadol has a dispensation by aninut? You took it for granted. I'll tell you now. I'll tell you from the Kavah Homer, he does not have a dispensation by Aninut. Why? I'm meaning again. Umat Tum'ah Shehutra Etzel Kohen Hediot B'Sibur. Kohen Hediot has a dispensation by Tum'ah, by Korban, by Sibur, let's say. But he does not have a dispensation. But Lo Utra Etzel Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Gadol doesn't get that dispensation by Korban Yachid. Now, Aninut Shelo Utra Etzel Kohen Hediot B'Korban Sibur, which means Aninut that does not have any dispensation by Korban Sibur. So Enodin Shelo Tutar Etzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yahid certainly should not have a heter by Kohen Gadol by Korban Yahid. So who told you your premise that Kohen Gadol can bring Aninut and it's kosher? So Gemara says, obviously the halakha we have some sort of pasuk, but at this point over here we didn't introduce it. So therefore the Gemara is saying, you tell me a fact. You tell me, aninut. For the first kavah homer to work, the first Rabbah's opening statement was that aninut b'di'abad is no good. Oh, that's only talking about b'korban yachid. However, b'korban sibur, if he brought about aninut, it's okay. And he brought a kavah homer from tum'ah. One of the recipes of that kavah homer was the assumption that aninut by kohen gadol is okay. So he said, who told you it's okay? Adabah, I can make you a kavah homer that aninut by kohen gadol by korban yachid is not okay. Once you take that ingredient out of it, so your kavah homer above is not going to work. So the Gemara says, ruin your kavah homer. Right. You want to know what the kavah homer is?
No, I got it down. Yeah. The bircha
of the kavah homer
is that trying to bring another
kavah homer
that.
Right, that kohen gadol ba'aninut b'korban yachid is a problem.
So,
and therefore, that's going to take away your kavah homer that you wanted to make from tum'ah to say that it's dafka b'yachid and tzibur is okay. So Gemara says, okay, now he brings another kavah homer. So he comes along and says like this: v'tutar tum'ah etzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Okay, bring another kavah homer over here. Again, we're breaking all the printed rules over here. The first rule, again, say like this so you get it clearer. To make this original kavah homer that we made, you have three basic rules you got to accept upon yourself. One of the rules was that aninut by kohen gadol by korban yachid is okay. Okay, we just knocked that out. Now the Gemara is going to knock out another principle that the original kavah homer stated. And what is that? Gemara is going to say, "Betutar tum'a etzel kohen gadol by korban yachid." In the original Kavah Homer, one of the assumptions was that when it comes to Tum'ah, there's no Eter by Kohen Gadol Bichlal. So who told you that? I make a Kavah Homer to say that Tum'ah is Mutar by Kohen Gadol, by Korban Yachid. How can I say that? The Kavah Homer. Uma Aninut. Shelo Hutar Etzel Kohen Idiot B'Korban Sibur. Hutra Etzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yachid. Which means, and what? By aninut. We know by aninut, there's no heter by kohen hediot. Right? The korban sibur. However, there is a heter by a korban yachid, etzel kohen gadol, that he can bring a korban by aninut. Tum'ah shehutra etzel kohen idiot. Tum'ah that's permissible by kohen idiot be korban tzibur. And odin shehutra etzel kohen gadol be korban yachid. So to this kava homer, we want to say that what? The kohen gadol, korban yachid, tum'ah should be okay. Not only that, now we want to break the third principle that Davar tried to propose. Ve'lo tutar tum'ah etzel kohen idiot be korban tzibur. Wow. And don't be matir a kohen idiot to bring a korban betumah in the case of a sibur, where the sibur is tameh. Why? So it says, mikal vachomer, from a kal vachomer, uma aninut, shehutra etzel kohen gadol bekorban yachid, that's right, aninut, kohen gadol biyachid is okay, lo utra etzel kohen idiot bekorban sibur, but bekorban sibur hejot cannot bring baninut. Tum'ah shelo utra etzel kohen yachid. Tum'ah that's not mutar by a kohen gadol biyachid. And odin shelo tutar bekohen idiot bekorban sibur certainly should not be mutar by kohen gadol besibur. What's permissible biyachid is not permissible besibur. So what's forbidden biyachid certainly should be forbidden besibur. And therefore tum'ah that's not permissible biyachid bekohen idiot certainly should be forbidden as well. Where it's permissible by a kohen gadol, it's forbidden b'sibur. So where it's forbidden by a kohen gadol, it certainly should be forbidden b'sibur. So therefore, the Gemara is going to give you a way to remember all the three things that we just broke. Ve'lo tutar aninut ve'tum'ah. I'm meaning the mnemonic over there, by the way. To remember the three limudim over there. It was ve'lo tutar ve'tutar. Velo tutar aninut v'tum'ah tum'ah yachid v'yachid sibur siman. So Gemara is going to come up now and start to give us the how to explain these Gemariot, which means let's say it outside now. All it is kavachomes, and there's no sivarot. It's all kavachomes. The Gemara started off with Rava. What was Rava's starting point? Onen is asur. That's the Mishnah. Onen that received the blood. Pasul b'di'avad. Thank you very much. The Rabbah came and said, "Oh, I want a restriction for you, by the way. That's only talking about korban yachid. That it's on a private korban. The kohen idiot went and received the blood. He was an onen. No good. Throw the blood away. The korban is pasul. No good. But korban sibur. Korban sibur. Aninut by kohen idiot is going to be okay. Okay, Rabbah doesn't have a pasuk to prove this over here. He bases it on a kavachomer. What was this kavachomer? I said the kavachomer again. Tum'ah. Maybe it's a kohen is tameh. Ma tum'ah. Shelo hutra mechlala etzel kohen gadol bekorban yachid. By kohen gadol, there's no exceptions. A kohen gadol cannot bring a korban betum'ah. However, there is a case where kohen idiot can bring betum'ah, besibur. So where a kohen gadol doesn't work, kohen idiot does work. So by aninut that works by a kohen gadol, bekorban yachid, as was proven. So enodin shu try etzel kohen idiot bekorban sibur. So certainly should work by a kohen idiot besibur. It was a kal vachomer from a kohen idiot from a kohen gadol. If her aninut works by kohen gadol, certainly aninut should work by a kohen idiot at least besibur. Good, that was his kavahomet, and his kavahomet is based on three rules, and the rabbis, based on other kavahomets, knocked down those three rules. The first rule was what? Aleph, that avodah betum'ah is not mutar by korban yachid. Avodah betum'ah is only mutar by korban sibur. The second rule was what? That avodah betum'ah is muteret. Actually, the first rule was what? Let's just stay it outside. Aninut etzel kohen gadol. Right, we said aninut etzel kohen gadol. We wanted his mutar. Aninut be kohen gadol be korban yachid is mutar. Knock that out. Who told you that we break it from a kav vachomer? Second, tum'ah etzel kohen gadol be korban yachid doesn't work. Who said? Maybe I'll tell you. Tum'ah does work. It's a kohen gadol biyachid. And number three, who told you that a kohen idiot be korban sibur is okay betumah. Maybe I'll tell you that a yachid koin nejot korban yachid betumah doesn't work. Those were the three ingredients that the kavah homer was based on, and the Gemara is coming to say it doesn't work your kavah homer based on that. So the Gemara says ela ika lemifrach hachi veika lemifrach hachi, which means ela ika lemifrach hachi veika lemifrach hachi. Bottom line, you can ask these questions over here. You can either make your kavah homer like we made, or you can break the kavah homer. Which means, bottom line, you have conflicting kavah homers. You have Rava's kavah homer, and then you have the refutation using different kavah homers. So you can either doresh the kavah homer, or you can break the kavah homer using other kavah homers. Which means each one of the dinim, leave it in its place. Which means, since already, which means the Torah wrote these laws, you don't know which ones to make a kavah homer to be osir or not, and which ones remain in its place, אלא האמת כל דין ודין כפי מה שעושה תומה נמסה. Watch. כשהותרה אנינות לכהן גדול. That's one of the things the Torah said. כהן גדול כבי ואנינות. מפרשים אנו על פי סתימת הכתוב. Well, it's just because the Torah just said that's the case. שתזו בין בקורבן יחיד בין בקורבן ציבור. Don't stop making kavah homer. This one should be permissible. This one should be permissible. Just go with the stam. Torah was matir כהן גדול באנינות. בין בזה, בין בזה. וכשנאסרה אנינות לכהן גדול, בסתמיות. בין ביחיד, בין בסיבור. And when tumas הותר בסיבור, it's מותר even to a כהן גדול. And therefore, כשנאסרה tumah בקורבן יחיד, it's בין לכהן גדול, בין לכהן גדול. Which means, don't stop being מחלק in the דינים. Therefore, Rava, you're out. When the Torah said that aninut is no good, do not mechalek between korban yachid and korban tzibur. Once the Torah tells us that the only etir for aninut is a kohen gadol, and kohen idyot aninut is no good, it's no good across the board. Don't start making kavah homer to split it and say, ah, it's a mitzvah. Everything is asur conclusively. That which the Torah says, tumah is asur. Make the tumah asur conclusively. The korban yachid, the ben kohen gadol, ben kohen idyot, will be asur be yachid across the board. That what it said, aninut is asur by kohen idyot, ben be yachid, ben be sibur. Do not make a chiluk. That's going to be. All of them stays in its way. Therefore, Rava's chiluk is not a good chiluk. And therefore, Lama'aseh, the Gemara is concluding, Kohen Hidyot, that brings Ba'aninut, or receives the blood Ba'aninut, Ben Mikorban Yachayit, Ben Mikorban Tzibur, Basul. Read the top Nashi. Benny, read the top Nashi. Tikal Mefrach Achi.
Yesh Adun.
Yesh
Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun. Yesh Adun.
Everything's black and white. There's no gray. Okay, now the Gemara comes up. Tibul Yom. Next part of the Mishnah. What's Tibul Yom? Tibul Yom is a guy that was Tameh. He went to the mikveh, about Kedi, let's say. Goes to the mikveh, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He doesn't become Tahor until Siddiq HaKavim. He's got to wait until the night. Yeah, Arif Shemesh. So Tibul Yom, who brings a Korban, we said in the Mishnah, Pasul, no good. Or receives the blood, or does any Da'avodot. Korban is no good. Okay, how do you know? Well, he went to the mikveh. He's not really a Ritumah. He went to the mikveh. He's just waiting for the time. So Gemara says, Minala and Tanya, Rabbi Simai Omer, Remez Litbud Yom Shima'abar Halil Minayin. Remez. How do you have a remez? An allusion to this. Tamud Omar, Kedoshim Yiyu, Velo Yehalilu. It says, Kedoshim Yiyu, you have to be holy. They should not become Tameh. And they should not desecrate Kurbanot with their Tumah. Oh, so what do we see from over here? That someone that's Tameh is Mechalel Da'avodah. Im enu anyan de Tameh, No, I don't need a pasuk for tameh. Regular guy is tameh. The nafik mebiyin aziru. We learned already yesterday's daf. There's a pasuk that clearly says that the kohanim should keep away from tumah biyin aziru. So this pasuk of kedushim to you is not telling me a regular case of tumah. Tenau einan le'tivul yom. So learn the pasuk of kedushim to a quasi tumah. What's the quasi tumah? Tivul yom. He's partially tameh in the sense that he did, but he didn't wait for he'adif shemesh. So that's what I learned from the kedushim to you. And that's not the ferush. It's a lemes. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Emma, maybe I'll tell you. It's not talking about tumah bechlal. Who told you kedushim to use about tumah? Tenau enyan lekoleach korha. It's talking about over here that you're not allowed to make a scratch. When somebody dies, all these used to scratch their bodies. Ulmashkit pe'at zakan. And one's not allowed to cut the pe'ot of his beard. Because right next to the pasuk over there, it talks about the Isur of Korha, and it talks about the Isur of Ashchatat Zaken. So maybe the Pasuk is saying like this, Kiddushim to you, and don't do these things. If the Kohen cuts his beard with a razor, or he scratches his body for a minute, this Avodas Pasuk. Who told you the Kiddushim to you is going on a Tum'ah? Maybe it's going on a new halakha. That a Kohen that does any of these things, Lo Yikrahu Korha, Nufad Zikaram Lo Yigalehu, and if he does do it, his Avodas Meholal, maybe that's what it's talking about, meaning make a Simuchin. Since the law of scratching and the law of beard is written right next to the Pasuk of Kiddushim, maybe it's coming to Tamirat halakha. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you further. The Gemara says, Tivul yom di'im avar b'mita minalan. Oh, a tivul yom. Let's say where he served. He did brought the korban. How do we know this mita b'de shamayim? So it's not even. It's not only a hadud over here now. It's even a mita b'de shamayim if he served minalan. How do you know that? The gamar hilul mitiruma. Oh, it says kedushim tiyu velo tehalilu halilu. And it says by a tameh, namely a tivulium that eats truma, umetu bo ki yahaliluhu. A tivulium can eat truma? Of course, that's the first Mishnah in Berachot. Right? Ve'matai kunit shema v'sha'a sh'akohanim niknasim ne'echo b'trumatam. That's the matter of Kohen, that's a tivulium, he has to wait till the Seder Kochavim to eat the truma. Let's say a Kohen would eat truma when he's a tivulium. Torah says he's hayab mitavi l'shamayim. So metu bo ki yehaliluhu. And it says in the pasuk kedushim tiyu velo yehalilu. So they learn from over here gezerah shava yehalilu. That if a kohen brought a korban betumat betivul yom, he's hayab mitavi l'shamayim. Oh, so the Gemara says defasil betruma machil avoda, which means only somebody that's pasul to eat truma is going to be mechalel da avoda. De lo pasil betruma, lo machil avoda. But somebody that's not posel by truma is not going to be mechalel da avoda. And therefore, you cannot tell me that this pasuk is talking about over here somebody that's scratching himself and somebody that's cutting his beard, because he's not pasul to eat truma. You see, the fact that they learned the hayub mita from terumah, so terumah and korban go together. Only somebody that's pasul b'terumah will affect korban. But somebody that's not pasul b'terumah doesn't affect korban. A guy who shaves with a beard, or a guy that is scratching himself, has no effect by terumah. So therefore, you cannot learn the pasul is talking about that. The pasul must be talking about korban, when it says kedushim to you, so much tevul yom, and we have an extra one to say, not only can he do it, because it's a mechalul, but be hayav mita as well, because of the teruma connection. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, Amar Abba, Lambali de katav rahmana, tame utbul yom mechusar kipurim. We have three pesukim, it comes out, by Avodah. It says, number one, a tameh, we learned already, cannot bring a korban. We have a tivul yom that we just learned, cannot bring korban. And we have also mechusar kipurim. If somebody, let's say, went through mikveh, went through he'erev shemesh, but he didn't bring his korban yet the following morning, it's called mechusar kipurim, he's lacking kapara, his korban also is pasul, like we learned in our Mishnah. What do you need three scenarios for? Tibul yom, tameh, tibul yom, mechusar kipurim. We need all three for, which means the chaura, why can't we learn one from the other? That's the Rashi, how he learns this pasuk over here. Adam, read the pasuk. Lamali de Katam Rahmana. Okay, which means the Gemara says that she points out, we're not asking on Tameh. Tameh, you gotta tell me. Because if you didn't tell me Tameh, then I wouldn't have known any of the others Bechlal. Deha.
That's
Bulyom. He's like, how did we learn Tebulyom? We said, Im Eno Anyan le Tameh. Tena only Anyan Tebulyom. So you need Tameh. Because the only way we learn Tebulyom is because once it said Tameh, so then the Tebulyom Pasuk is, or Kiddushim is extra, so Tena le Anyan that. So they were Tameh, we're not asking on. Exactly. If it didn't say Vina Zeru as a Tumah Pasuk, the Kiddushim Pasuk would have been used as Tameh. So Tameh had Tameh, we're not asking. וכן
נחוצה כיפורים נמי לא כתב בחילום אלא מדעקרי תמי ילפי לילה כמן וכי מבא ילד לרבה תבול יום נחוצה כיפורים
right, which is the main question that Abba is asking is not on the tum'ah. Let it say tum'ah, but why did it have to say תבול יום and מחוסר כיפורים? That's his question. Can it, I could have deduced it outside of the פסוקים. I don't need the tum'ah. I could have learned from tum'ah somehow. I don't say how. Sariche, you need all three, by the way. Or you need, for sure, you need at least Tum'ah plus the other two. Why? Dikatab Rahmana Tameh. It's not only what it said Tameh. Okay. Tameh, can, if he brings a Qurban, it's Pasuk. You know why? Sheken Mitameh. It's a Humrabai Tum'ah. Because the Tameh guy can Mitameh others. Oh, so that's why his Qurban is going to be Pasuk. However, a Mechosar Kippurim or a Tevul Yom is not Mitameh others. So therefore, I would say maybe it doesn't apply to it. Oh, Bitbul Yom. Now, Bitbul Yom, Mechosar Kippurim lo atemine. If it just would have said Tevul Yom, I cannot learn Mechosar Kippurim from it. Just because Tevul Yom is Pasul, doesn't mean Mechosar Kippurim is why. Sheken Pasul Bitruma. Ah, Humrah. Tevul Yom can eat Truma, Mechosar Kippurim can. So the Bible would say, okay, Tevul Yom, that's Posel Betruma. Okay, his Korban is going to be Pasu B'di'abad. But Mechosar Kippurim, that's not Pasu B'truma, could be his Korban will be Kasher B'di'abad. Now, Mechosar Kippurim, Tevul Yom lo atemine. Now, if it just would have said Mechosar Kippurim, I could not learn Tevul Yom from there. Why? Sheken Mechosar Ma'ase. Mechosar Kippurim, he's lacking in action. He's got to do something to get out of this status by bringing a Qurban the next day. Mashi'ekin Tevul Yom, he's got to wait out the time. So I would say Mechosar Kippurim is more serious. That's why his Qurban B'di'abad is no good. Because he's missing a Ma'aseh. Mashi'ekin Tevul Yom, it's just man, it's man memela ati. He just has to wait, do nothing. So therefore, if we would have said Mechosar Kippurim, I can't learn Tevul Yom. That's why it has to say all of them. Not the same guy. No, not every Tevul Yom has to be a Qurban the next day. A Mesorah, let's say, has to be a Qurban on the 8th day. He goes to the Mikveh on the 7th day, and then he brings the Qurban on the 8th day. So the point is now, good, so all three have to be written. Because I can't learn one from one. So you know what the Gemara's next statement is going to be. Why don't you learn, write two, and I can learn the third one from there. Which is one from one, you can't learn, because each one has a Humrah. The Gemara says, Mehada Lo'at. One from one, you cannot learn. Titi hada mitarti. Learn one from two, which means let the Torah write the law by two of them, by tumah and hilul, tumah and mechusar kippurim. Then from both of them, I'll make to learn the buyom again. Through this has this chumrah, this doesn't have that chumrah. The matzah the shaven, and then bring the other ones. So the Gemara, he's going to tell you how. He's going to tell you how. You want to tell exactly how it wants to accomplish this. One from one you can't learn. So why even one from two? But
from one we learned all the other two.
No, it's a tumah. Tumah has to say. Now it says, let it say hilul. Let it say hilul, and I'll learn from there. Let's say Mechosar Kippurim, I'll learn Tibur Yom. You can't. Okay, let's say Tibur Yom and I'll learn Mechosar Kippurim. No, it can't. Therefore, I have to say both. So Gemara says one from one. Tibur Yom to Mechosar, Mechosar to Tibur Yom, these two cannot be learned one from another. It's got to rewrite them both. So it's fine. One from one you cannot learn. But learn one from a combination. How? Gemara says now. Behai lo lichtov Rahmana. Which one do you want to not write? And I'll learn the other one from it. Gemara says, "Lo lichtov b'mechusar kipurim." Skip the mechusar kipurim. V'titi mehanach. Learn it from a tameh and tibul yom. And I'll say what? Just like tameh and tibul yom, what do they have in common? That they all pasul b'diavad. Right, you can't bring a korban betamen and tibul yom, and if you bring it as pasul b'diavad, afani avi mechusar kipurim, sheze asur to bring it as chatayla tibul yom, and if you brought it, it's going to be pasul b'diavad. No good. Tameh and mechusar kipurim, tibul yom have teruma chumra. Mashek and mechusar kipurim does not have chumra of teruma. So you cannot learn mechusar kipurim from these two, because these two have a common chumrah, the chumrah of isu teruma. Okay, so that one doesn't work. Ela lo lichtov rachmana b'tibul yom. Don't write tibul yom v'titi mehanech, and learn it from the other two. Meaning, learn it from tameh and mechusar kipurim. Demai paracht. Well, how are you going to want to break it? Ma lehanech sheken mechusurim. Maaseh? Oh, you're going to tell me no. Mechusar kipurim and tameh, they're missing in action. The tameh guy has got to go to the mikveh. He's got to purify himself. The mechusar kipurim has got to bring a korban. Oh, that's why he's very strict. Mashenke tibul yom. He's just because they're pasul b'diavad. Who says that tibul yom is pasul b'diavad? Gemara says, sof sof, kli shala tum'ato. Bottom line, the tum'ah of mechusar kipurim is a weaker tum'ah than tibul yom. Which means, even though you're right, a mechusar kipurim definitely needs a ma'aseh the next day to bring his korbanot. But still, it's still a weaker tum'ah than a mechusar kipurim, than a tibul yom. Why? Because mechusar kipurim already has the Yadav Shemesh. He already waited till sunset, and he's just missing a korban. Therefore, the gabeh tibul yom, it's not considered as strict. Because bottom line, since he waited for sunset, and therefore, even if you said tameh and mechusar kipurim, so you tell me, oh, tameh mechusar kipurim, no, they have a chumrah, they're missing a maaseh. You're right, but even with that, you're not going to tell me that mechusar kipurim is stricter than tevul yom. The tum'ah of tevul yom, he didn't even go through sunset yet. He didn't pass the time yet, so he's worse. So for mechusar kipurim that already passed sunset, and still you tell me it's korban is pasul b'diavad, so for sure it's tevul yom. Your assumption originally was to break the kal vachomer and say, "Well, no, he's missing a maaseh." I agree, he's missing a maaseh, but you're not going to say that missing of maaseh is stronger than a tevul yom that doesn't even have sunset yet, because the tevul yom is stronger, and therefore in regards to mechusar kipurim, it's like the tevul yom is mechusar maaseh. Legabe the stringency didn't even pass sunset yet, so therefore don't break that kav vachomer. Look at Rashi, read it in Rashi.
You said this before, right?
Yes. Look at Rashi, then you can read it. Mechusar kipurim.
מחוסר כיפורים תבול יום לא עתי מנה שכן מחוסר מעשה
הבאת
קורבן
that's the מחוסר מעשה
תאמר בתבול יום
כן מחוסר
הבאת קורבן ושמשה
ממילא ארבע the sun sets on itself the normal מעשה
ותמל לקלה ממר דלא עתיה מנה דהה איהו נמי מחוסר תבילה
right which is תאמר also is מחוסר מעשה because he needs a tevilah.
Ve'od de tameh lo kimebaya le midlo kamar besefa de milta lo lichtov tameh.
Right, she's just pointing out again what he said above. Tameh had to write. There was never an option not to write tameh. So therefore, because you don't see the Gemara saying, don't write tameh and I'll learn it from the Chosar Kipurim and the Tevul Yom. And the Gemara's assumption was tameh is the you had to write, but just don't write one of the other two, mechusar kipurim or tibul yom. So how does the Gemara want to say now? Okay, I got it. Put tum'ah and mechusar kipurim together, and I'll learn tibul yom. So what does the Gemara say? No, these are mechusar ma'aseh, like she just pointed out. Tameh has got to go to the mikveh, and mechusar kipurim has got to bring a korban. Mashenke tibul yom, it just happens. Mimela, the sun sets by itself. So therefore, you cannot learn just because it's pasul by these two. It's going to be pasul by tibul yom. So what does the Gemara answer? Nah, but mechusar kipurim is weak compared to tibul yom. That's it. klisha le tumato.
Klisha le tumato. The mechusar kipurim shehare ha'ariv shemsho.
Betuleka.
Birchad dema hatzad dehave le had minayhu na mishenu mechusar maase.
But now you can't ask that question that it's mechusar maase, because bottom line the assumption is once already he has a ariv shemish. All he's missing is the korban. It's already. It is mechusar maaseh, but it's weak because the erev shemesh kind of is the ikar. You don't even get erev shemesh yet, you tibul yom. So if you tell me a mechusar kippurim that already God best erev shemesh, and still you tell me his korban is no good, so tibul yom didn't even get to that stage yet. So therefore, it's compared weak compared to tibul yom. Therefore, don't let the mechusar maaseh impact my matzad hashaveh. We didn't bring a pasuk for Mahaseh Kippurim. We didn't see it yet. Mishnah said it. So we're assuming there's a pasuk somewhere that says Mahaseh Kippurim, his Kibbutz is all good. We didn't bring an ayah yet for Mahaseh Kippurim. We didn't bring a pasuk, but we're assuming that it's okay. It's a pasuk. Leave out Tum'ah.
And learn the two weaker things.
And say what? Say Tibul Yom. And say, if Tibul Yom and Mahaseh Kippurim, Kala Omer, Tum'ah. Because whatever pasuk, I'm always going to put Tum'ah there. Whatever the pasuk is going to be, I'm always going to put Tum'ah in the pasuk first. If I have the pasuk, I'm not going to learn none of the pasuk can clearly say Tibul Yom or Mechusar Kippurim or anything. It just says Kedushim Tiyu, V'yinaziru. It's all vague stuff. So my first item is not to put Tibul Yom. If I have an open pasuk, I got to learn the obvious first. So my first pasuk is going to be Tum'ah. Now, once I have Tum'ah, okay, now I have another pasuk. Imenu anyan le Tum'ah, put it for Tibul Yom. Now I have Tibul Yom. Imenu anyan le Tum'ah, put it for Mechusar Kippurim. Oh, learn one from one. You can't, because each one has a Chumrah. Oh, so pair up one of these guys with Tum'ah, and learn another one from there. So it's saying, actually, you would not be able to do that. So why not? Why not put Tum'ah with Mechusar Kippurim? And learn, Tibul Yom. Don't tell me that it's Ma'asar Shaveh Mechusar Ma'aseh, because Ba'adma is Klisha. So I have a question then. We're holding a question now. Why can't you learn Tibul Yom from a combination of Tum'ah and Mechusar Kippurim? In the page, the Gemara says, oh, Kasavar Mechusar Kippurim Dezav. Kezav dame. We're talking about what type of mechusar kippurim of a zav. Okay, let's read. You ready? Zav shetabal. It's a zav. He's had an emission. Ve'ayliv shimsho. Okay, sunset. Ve'adayim mechusar wa'abatka. We didn't bring the kapara. Hareu dome le'inyan kadashim le'zav gamur shelo tabal. Oh. A zav before his korbanot, for all practical purposes, is a zav. כלומר, אף הפי שלאחר שטבע לזב ועביר שמשו, he can eat תרומה, he can eat מעשר שני, which means the תרומה did go off to a certain degree, רבה הוא לעניין קדשים, לעניין קורבנות, עדיין אסורו בהם, יחשיב התורה כלא נקלשה תרומתו כלל. Exactly. We don't consider his תרומה weakened at all לעניין קורבן. His tumah weakened the gabay can eat tumah. His tumah weakened the gabay can eat maaser. But the gabay korbanot, there's no difference in the zav that didn't go to the mikveh or went to the mikveh. Till you bring your korbanot, you're a zero the gabay korban. Kevan shekach. So therefore, the claim was what you could come and learn, and your claim was what learn to move your own from Mechusar Kippurim. Says, I'll tell you, man, Mechusar Kippurim, Mechusar Maaseh. And don't answer me back and say, it's my klisha, it's weak. It's not weak. Tum'ah, let's say, of a zav that needs to bring a korban, that's not a weak tum'ah, like a korbanot. We consider him as a zav gamun in yan korbanot. It's a very, very strict. And he's Mechusar Maaseh, my friend. Until he brings the korban, he cannot eat. I tell you, that's why it's pasuk b'di'abad, because he's mechusar maaseh, and what a serious maaseh, he's considered a full zav. And therefore, that's why it's pasul b'diavad. Mashirim mechusar kipurim. All he needs is to wait out the clock, which happens b'mela. So maybe you can't learn from there. So that's why it's asked to write tibul yom as well. I continue reading. Umeata chazav perchat gemara mal etamim osegum mashirim mechusim im maaseh le'inyan kadashim. Therefore, the mechale. Look at the top nashi kasavar. Then he read kasavar.
Kasavar abba the drasha. Lahai shmaata lememar de kulu hutzrichat. Mufusaki purim
dezad kizad.
Who adin the mitzora?
Okay, what adin the mitzora also? A mitzora also that is mufusaki purim is the same thing. That what?
Ela hami na nakat. Mufusaki purim dezad kizad. Dami. Lenyan kodashim shelo hutar etzlo. Havi le
kilot
aval.
Exactly, which means you're right. The mufusaki purim lenyan teruma, he got weakened because he can eat teruma. Once it's nightfall, even though he didn't bring his korbanot, he can eat ma'aser sheni. So in that sense, it's kelisha. But inyan korbanot, we're not discussing teruma and ma'aser. We're discussing his ability to bring a korban. Rava holds inyan a zav or a mitzora that did not bring his korban on the next morning yet. Inyan korbanot is nothing, like he did nothing. He's still a zav for those purposes. It's not like his zavut is 80% off, and we just wait. No, you're a zav. For korbanot, you did nothing. Also, if he's mechusar maaseh. Oh, so therefore, go back to our point. You cannot learn tibul yom from tameh and mechusar kipurim, because these guys, the inyan korbanot, mechusar maaseh, tameh's got to go to the mikveh, mechusar kipurim's got to bring a korban. Don't be klisha. He's klisha legabe other stuff, but not legabe korban. He's just got to wait it out. Oh, that's what it has to say. That's what you have to know. Finish the Rashi. Why would you, if he ate the korban before, if he ate korbanot, let's say, before he brought his korbanot the next morning, he's chayav karet. So he's a zav.
Which
is, if he touched the korban, it'll make it a regular tumah, or they touched him.
Wow!
Right, he's not weak like a big kadashim at all. Like a big kadashim, he's like a zav gamur. He can betame. He's a zav. Yeah. No, that's what he says over here. Or im nagabehu, if they touched him. What's the gimel? He just changes the word. Wait. Just get the word. Get the right word. What's that word? The gimel is going to be. We gotta get the right lashon into the she. V'im achlo hayav karet o im nagah behu temeim limnot bahen rishon v'sheni. What is that going to mean? Rishon v'sheni? No, I'll tell you what it means over here. He says here. Okay, we saw zav over here. Yeah, he says over here. Mechosar kipurim if he eats kadashim is chayav karet, that we said. Mechosar kmishenaga bekadashim, like you said, he touched kadashim. Hareu metame otam beota darga, he's metameit on his level, which means a zav is an avatuma. So if he touches kadashim, or let's say adam or kerim or ochrim shuno gemim nase rishon, av makes a rishon. Udvarim eli chulim nazor tame ochrim, they can make an ochel a Sheni. Again, a Zav touches an Adam. Adam becomes Rishon the Tumah. The Adam something when he touches food stuff, the food stuff will become a Sheni. So that's what it means over here. Shim nagabu teman limnot bem Rishon v'Sheni. Meaning the Adam will be a Rishon, and if the Rishon touches food, it will become a Sheni. Meaning he's a regular Zav. That's the point. He's a regular Tameh Av. He's an Av Tumah, even though he went to the Mikveh. Even though he has the Arif Shemesh. You're resolved, and yet if he touches a Korban, or he touches an Adam, it makes him a Rishon. If he touches the food of a Korban, it'll make him a Sheni L'Tumah. Which means you're a regular Zafir, if you have a Korban. Maybe a Tevul Yom, maybe. But a Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav, until he brings his Korban, is a Zav. That's exactly what I'm about saying. He's a Zav. So don't tell me it's a Tumah Kedusha, it's a weak type of Tumah. No, you're a Zav, you're nothing. So as I say, that's why he can't learn Tevul Yom from there. He's a Zav still, that's why his Korban is Pasul B'diavad. Mashiach can Tevul Yom, you wait it out. That's what it has to say Tevul Yom. Now the Gemara asks you a question. I'm sorry, the Gemara asks another question. ומחוסר כפורים דזב כזב דמי תנאי. So by the way, don't take it so פשוט what we just said here. That just because you're מחוסר כפורים you're רזב, that's מחלוק את תנאים. Where do we see? נתניה. It says by the פרה אדומה. Salfa onen umechosar kipunim. You have to burn the para aduma right into ashes. So let's say onen burnt the para aduma, or let's say mechosar kipunim burnt the para aduma. Kishera, b'di'avad it's okay. Yosef avabli omer onen kishera mechosar kipunim pesula. So if machloket for mechosar kipunim burnt the para aduma, kasher or not? My la back in the pligi. Mor sabar Yosef avabli holds mechosar kipunim dezav kezav dame. Oh, so he was going to hold what? That he's like a zav. And therefore what? Just like a tameh is pasul to burn the paraduma, so too is tameh to burn the paraduma. What was Yosef Abeli's opinion? Onen kishra mechosar kipurim pesula. Why is it pesula? Because he's a zav. Zav's tameh. Can a zav burn the paraduma? No. Zav mechosar kipurim is kibur kezav dame. Umor sava tanakaman lav kezav dame. That's why b'di'avad, if he burnt the paraduma, he's okay. So I find him, I look at the name. La, v'kol alma kezav dame. Well, everybody I could hold in this machlok, whatever I hold here, they zav. Well, so if he's a zav, I could be kasher. When it says behakam if like a dechtiv bezav tahor, and the pasuk ala tameh. The tahor guy sprinkles the paraduma on the tameh. Now we know that already. We know that obviously the guy who's tahor sprinkling on the tameh. There's another pasuk says v'tamal ish tahor. So what is that? What is pasuk is extra? What does that tell me? The tahor guy sprinkles on the tameh guy. So it says mechlal shehu tameh, which means must be that he is tameh. What does that mean? He's tameh. Which means, right? Which means for the fact that it says v'izah tahor, it's mashma that what? That the guy is tahor. Meaning it says he was tameh and he became tahor. Otpa. We're not talking about a regular guy who's tahor. That we know. Why is he tahor? There's tahor to tell me that the guy's on his way to becoming tahor. How is he on his way to becoming tahor? Miklad shu tameh. Limed al tvun yom shikasher papara. That a tibul yom is on his way. He's tahor, man. He's in the process. He dipped already in the mikveh. He's just waiting for Erev Shemesh. So that guy who's tahor, quasi tahor, he can burn the para. So now the Gemara says, Mor sabar tum'a dechol Torah kula, which means any type of tum'a, whether it's a tum'a that doesn't need a korban, for example, tum'at met, you don't bring a korban, or tum'at sheretz, you don't have to bring a korban for that. Or whether it's a korban that needs a kapara, for example, a zav, which means even a tevul yom of zav, which there's many types of tevul yoms. Tevul yom can be a tevul yom of a sheretz, where there's no korban that follows it, or can be a tevul yom of a zav, that there is a korban that follows it. When it says in the Torah, tahor, it means he's a tevul yom, any type of tevul yom will be okay, even a tevul yom of a zav. And therefore, it's going to tell me what? That so long as he started his process, which begins at the katub by paraduma, you don't got to be 100% tahor to be to do the paraduma. Because it says, bezat tahor. What type of tahor? Even tevul yom. Ah. There's many types of tevul yoms. There can be a tevul yom of a guy who touches sheretz. What's that mean? You touch a sheretz, he goes to mikveh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you just wait till sunset, you're done. There can be another tevul yom of a zav. The guy was zav, he went to 3 o'clock in the afternoon mikveh, he's got to wait till sunset, next morning he's got to bring a korban, doesn't matter. But the Torah says, v'izah tahor. So long as you're starting your process of the tevul yom situation, you can burn the paraduma. That's the first sheet after the kamad. That's why a zav, really I'll tell you normally, zav shelo taval is considered a zav. Everybody's going to hold, he's considered a zav, and therefore the nyan korbanot, he's chayav karet, if he eats the korban, and he's mitameh, other things. But by parano, I have a gizat the katuv. That so long as you started your process of tahara, for para aduma specifically, you're legit. The machloket is going to be umor savar tum'a de'ach perasha. Not every tum'a of tibul yom is going to be legal for para aduma. Only the para aduma, what we're talking about, tum'at met, What's Parah Adumah come for?
For Tumat Met. Hilkach onen utbul yom detme sheretz dekile atum mekad haomen mitbul yom demet. אבל מחוסר כפורים דזהב דחמיר שכן תומה יוצא עליו מגופו לא.
Which means הלכך
עונן.
Okay, עונן also וטבול יום דתמי שרץ, טבול יום דתת שתי שרץ
דקילה, they're cal from a טבול יום of a met.
Now what's the parasha parad ma talking about? תומת מת.
So it says atu bekava homer to yom demet, meaning ma tumat met. They eat 7 days and still what? The Torah says that's for maase para the tahor. After tumat met guy, let's say on the 7th day he went to the mikveh. The Torah says tumat met guy is tahor enough to do the para. V'izat tahor ala tameh. He was metayin himself from tumat met. So if tumat met allows him to do the para, certainly kili, things that are more kal, like tumat sheretz, would be okay. However, mehusar kipurim dezav, that's hamir. Why is it hamir? Because the tumat is coming out of his body. That's the worst type of item over there. Therefore, tumat that comes out of his body is more stringent. No! Who told you that you can be mekayin for him to burn the para adumah? And therefore, I can tell you like this. Really, Lama say, Azav. Azav is. L'inyan, our other Inyanim. Azav, let's say, went to the mikveh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He'erev Shemesh. L'inyan Korbanot. You're Azav. You do nothing. I don't care what you are. You're Karet, if you ate it. You're Mitameh stuff. Okay, so that's everybody agrees to that. So what's the machlok b'parah adumah then? Why is one rabbi saying if the zav burns the para, it's okay? And one rabbi says if the zav burns the para, it's not okay. What's going to do what we just said? Everybody knows really a zav, the inyan kurban is considered a zav. The inyan parah adumah, but we have a special pasuk. A leniency by parah adumah. V'zav tahor ala tameh. What is it tahor? Mishu matheel the process of tahara. Okay, good. So what do you mean, Misha Matheil? So one rabbi says, any guy, whether he's a Tameh Tibulim of a Sheretz, the Anke Tibulim of a Zav, I don't know what. Bottom line, once he goes to the mikveh, you're in for Parah Adumah. Other rabbi says, Yosef Babli says, no. What type of Tumah? Tumah that's similar to what the text is talking about. The text, when it says, V'izah Torah Tameh was talking about a guy, it's Tameh Mit. Tameh Mit. You gotta wait 7 days. So Torah's telling you, on the 7th day, he went to the mikveh, he started, he's finished. He just has to wait till the Hayanef Shemesh. Ah, that guy can sprinkle. Okay, so I'm gonna say, only guys like a Tameh Mit. What's this similar to a Tameh Mit? Tumat Sheretz, let's say. That doesn't come from his body and things like that. If a Tameh Mit can sprinkle, and there's a 7 day Tumat, a Sheretz doesn't have a 7 day Tumat, certainly can sprinkle once you started the process. But you have no doubt, you have to tell me, Yazav. Zav, came from his goof. Therefore, it says. So that's the machloket. The machloket is a parah adumah machloket. But the gabek korbanot, but now it's considered a serious thing. A zav didn't bring his korban the next morning. He's a zav gamon in yan kadashim. Therefore, finish the thought. Therefore, if it just would have said in the Torah, back to our story, tum'ah v'mechosal kipurim, you could not learn tibul yom from there. Because I would say, Malet tum'ah v'mechosar kipurim, shekin mechosrim ma'aseh le'inyan korbanot. Maybe that's why b'di'abad the korban is pasul. Tumar be'tul yom, he just gotta wait it out. That's why Torah had to write, tibul yom. Huh? Shezab, that's why I had to write the tibul yom in the Torah to tell me? Correct, to tell me that what? That a tibul yom, any tibul yom, without a mechosar kipurim, tibul yom of Sheretz, there's no mechosar kipurim. Mechosar Kippurim is talking about where he went to the mikveh already and he waited for Erev Shemesh. That's Mechosar Kippurim. He used to bring his Qurban the next day. So Gemara said, tell me Tum'an, tell me Mechosar Kippurim. If you tell me in these two cases, the Qurban is Pasul, I can learn to bring you from there. From Imam Atzim. Just like I found these two cases, what do I have in common? Tamir cannot bring a Qurban the Chetahidah, that's for sure. Mechosar Kippurim cannot bring. And if they brought it, B'di'avar is no good. Who are Deen? Tivoyom, no. Ma'ale elu sheish lem chumra sheil mechusar ma'aseh. Because the bottom line is mechusar ma'aseh. And we're like, no, it's not mechusar ma'aseh. Because it's, once already you have your Erev Shemesh, tumat kal. No, it's not tumat kal. According to Rava, mechusar kipurim, of a zav, it's tumat hamura. until he brings his korban, you're a zav. You're lacking of the korban makes you like you didn't go to the mikveh. Also, therefore, I cannot learn these just because by these two will not bring me automatically tibul yom. These are mechosar maaser. Tibul yom is not. That's why I have to write mechosar. That's why I have to write tibul yom. Are we going back to what we started this? How did we start this whole story? The whole story started from learn one from two. So what do we say? Learn Tevud Yom from Tameh and Mechusar Kippur. How? Simple. Tameh and Mechusar Kippur, what do they have in common? You cannot bring a Korban. And if they brought a Korban, it's Pasul. Afani Avi Tevud Yom, what is Pasul? Yomorah said, no, you can't. These two have a Chumrah. The Mechusar Maaseh. That's why it's Pasul. But Shem Kippur is not Mechusar Maaseh. It's another question. Nah, even though it's Mechusar Maaseh, it doesn't matter. Tevud Yom is still more stringent than Mechusar Kippurim. Why? Because after Mechusar Kippurim, he went to the mikveh already. He waited for sunset already. By the way, can a Mechusar Kippurim eat Teruma? Yes. Can he eat Maaser? Yes. Where Tevud Yom at 3 o'clock in the afternoon cannot. So therefore, even though he's Mechusar Maaser, big deal. Still, Tevud Yom is more strict. So therefore, I cannot learn from these two over here, because I'll come along and say that these two over here have the mechusar. I can learn. The mechusar maaseh is not an issue. Therefore, doesn't have that humrah. Erase that humrah from there. Therefore, learn one from two. Kabbalah says no. The mechusar maaseh is a big issue. You know why? Because according to Rava, a mechusar kepurim of a zav. Before he brings his korban, he's a zav. What do you mean he's a zav? Yeah, he's a full. What do you mean? He went to the mikveh, Rabbi. He waited sunset. Yeah, and if he touches something, he's going to make it a rishon the tumah. What the mikveh? What the tevu? What the dipping? Now he that. If he eats korbanot that night, hayav karet like a zav. Or mitavi the shamayim like a zav. Whoa. So by the way, playing korbanot, he is definitely mechusar maaseh. This maaseh is a big item. Oh, so very good. So therefore, I cannot learn tevul yom from these two guys, from Tameh and Mechusar, because they are Mechusar, maaseh good. So they go, you know what? This, okay, end of subject. Very nice. Now they go, you know what? This subject, by the way, of a zav, that's Mechusar Kippurim, is subject to a machlok etanaim. Because I found by Parah Adumah, machlok etanaim, Kaman, Yosef Vavli. What's the machloket? Can a zav that's mechusar kippurim burn the parah aduma? Tanakhama said he can. Yosef Bavli said he cannot. Oh, it must be that's the machloket. Tanakhama holds that a zav that's mechusar kippurim, that's nothing. He's not considered a zav. Therefore, he can burn the parah aduma. And Yosef Bavli says no, he's pasul because he must hold a zav before mechusar kippurim is considered a zav gamur. And just a tameh cannot burn parah aduma, so a zav cannot be mitameh parah aduma. No, everybody holds the inyan korbanot. Zav shelo ibi korbanot. He's a zav. But parah aduma have a special kula. Because it says mizah tahor la tameh. Tahor means somebody that's starting the tara process. Everybody would agree at tevul yom, for example, tevul yom of sheretz. Guy touched the sheretz, went to the mikveh 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody will hold, he can burn the parah aduma. Tevul yom can burn the parah aduma. Wow, that's a hadush. You know, parah aduma has so many humrot. That's one of the kudot of the parah aduma. That tevul yom can burn the parah aduma. The question over here is, how much is this kula applicable? So one rabbi says, any tevul yom. I don't give this tevul yom that also needs to be a korban the next day, tevul yom of zav. He can also burn the parah aduma. Other rabbi says, no, relax. A tevul yom of zav is not being lenient over here because it's a tumah that came out of his body, and therefore you have to be more strict. That's a parah aduma machloket. But by regular korbanot, everybody agrees that a zav, shelo evi korbanot, is considered a zav gamur, le'inyan kadashi. Baruch Adonai. Amen.